we are talking a lot about Shnayim Olzim. And the Lashon of Achuza and Achiza we find in Chumash as well. It's interesting and it's ironic that it's in Torah it's used in terms of Karka, right? In terms of Karka. Achuzas Kever, Avram Avinu says. In any case, I think Shem Tov Hirsch makes a point about this in his Perush on Chumash. Parshas Hayisara, I found a discussion about this. Why the word Lashon Achuza refers to landed property which cannot be grasped. It's never used in the Torah in connection to mobile property. In any case, there is a diuk that's striking at the end of the parsha in Vayigash, the very last pasuk. Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim be'eretz Goshen. If you look in the Mefarshim and Chumash Chizkuni and other Rishonim, even Rashi, Rashi gives us two words: Vayochazuva Lashon Achuza, Lashon Achuza, Lashon of taking a stake in the karka. That's Lashon Achuza, Achuzas Kever. Rishonim say means that they bought houses, they got established in the land. That's the Pashup Shad in the words Vayochazuva. But there's a striking diuk in the way the word is used. Vayochazuva. So I see again, Rav Shem Tov Hirsch explains it. It's in the English, the old English. They translate it now better. They let themselves be gripped by the land. Vayochazuva. Not vayochazu, but it said vayochazu. Vayochazuva. They let themselves be gripped by the land. Herein lies an indication of the beginning of that avera, of the sin, the facts of which Yechezkel Perek Chav has preserved to us. In a little greater elaboration, I sent Rav Shlomo Schwab, of course, also in the same tradition of Torah Der Heretz. So he has a sefer in Chumash Mayim Beis HaShaleva. He has a couple of short insights as well, and he's medayik the same diuk. Vayeochazuva explains it to mean not that they were ochazu b'ha'aretz, but ha'aretz lakach osam achuza. They became, say, gripped by the land. And he explains. Originally, they came down, and earlier in the parasha, they make their statement to Paro, Logobarz banu, we came as sojourners, we don't intend to stay too long. Just for the famine to pass. Lo yard yakavinu shtakeya, as we say in the Haggadah of Pesach, ela logrusha. Another few years, and then we'll go back. Truth is that it became entrenched. He brings a medrash tatshe that explains ha'aretz haisa ochezes b'hem v'tofeses osam. The land grabbed them, gripped them. They were in its clutches. Vayeochazuva. If they would have wanted to go out, they couldn't. They were already stuck. They were in its grasp. That's why it says vayeochazuva lashon medrash ka'adam shebal karcho ochuzba. I don't know Diktuk well enough, but this is the Medrash. The Medrash is picking up on the Lashon Vayeochazuva. So I was thinking, you know, this is a lot here that we can ponder. First of all, we have a Sarbet Teves on Sunday. What does Sarbet Teves represent? Not the Churban, that's Tisha B'Av. Not the breaking through the walls, which, as you could say, just a few short weeks before the Churban was the breaking through the walls. What is it? It's the siege. It's the matzor. Why do we highlight the matzor and the kovei atainis? Yechezkel was told be'etzem hayom hazeh to be kovei atainis based on what it says in Yechezkel. Because when you're in siege, then you're already trapped. There's no escape. And that's the beginning of the downfall. The challenge is, and this is always a mashal, of course, the Yetzirah. Like in Koheles, it says that there's a situation of a siege described there. I forget the psukim in Koheles. The melech, that's the Yetzirah, surrounds the city. The challenge always in life is to see to it that we don't get trapped. We have to the extent that we can be masters of our own destiny, specifically in terms of Avodas Hashem, that we have to be able to be above whatever situation, whatever nisyonos we're in, so that we do the best we could to navigate the stormy waters, sometimes more successfully than others, but hopefully not to the extent that we get trapped in the clutches of a situation that leaves us with very little recourse, and then it gets downhill from there. That's why Asar B'Tevis is so critical. I once heard this many years ago from Rabbi Yaman, Rabbi Brudny, Shlita, that stands in my mind. I remember all the Midrashim he brought in these connections, but Asar B'Tevis is that lesson also, that the beginning, the siege, is critical, because the challenge is not to get caught up in the clutches of the situation, of the Yetzirah. Being in siege is already a tzara. And we have to recognize that it's a tzara and do all we could to avoid becoming under siege. That was the critique here for Klal Yisrael implicitly. By Ye'och HaZuvah, the beginning of the, in a sense, we know Klal Yisrael sank a lot in Mitzrayim. Yom Tes Shari Tumah became to the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take them out when he did, because it would have been too late. The beginning of it was that they became trapped by the land, that they were beginning to get too involved with the culture, and it only became a matter of time before, you know, it got to that point where it's almost beyond repair. So this is the Musa Haskel, I think, also for us, we're coming up to times here of challenges with we'd be in a whole different world, you know, in a week and a half from now, with all kinds of pressures and the finals, and to realize that it's part of life. You have to be able to navigate, steer your ship, get through it, but not let it take you over to the extent that you lose the chiyus of what it means to live with ruchnius and whatever it takes to keep that fire burning, even if, again, quantitatively, you won't have the same kind of opportunities for those few days, you know, that you have now to be able to have the chavrusa as many hours, because you'll be dealing with a lot of other pressures, and you have to do it, and you get through it. But don't let it become a siege mentality. Don't let it take you over. Don't let it make you feel like you've lost everything. Keep the fire alive. Find ways to do it. Use strategies. If you know there's a siege coming, then you find a way to leave openings. And after that, you don't get trapped. Hachacham in a berosho. You have to find those strategies and think about them in advance, so that when it comes to Maisa, you'll be able to stay afloat and stay focused, and Bezus Hashem be able to come out whole and in a better state afterwards. Shouldn't be by Yochazu, it should be by Yochazu. Shnaim Olsen B'Talis. We should believe it. Hold on to it, not be gripped by it. And Shabbos, everybody.